added three new firms to the mix here, and the three new ones are Sivcon, Omega, and Roderick Group. In addition, HMDB has taken a very active approach to bringing on their DB partners. They do hold monthly all-hands meetings with all their DB partners. They do have quarterly training sessions that's focused on business best practices and marketing and technology strategies. So they are definitely sharing their expertise and experience in trying to build up these other smaller firms. I think, most importantly, I'm confident that HMTB is the right fit for this program management office. They do have a strong record. They have proven that they can perform on previous programs, not only for us, but for others. They are a firm that has national and international expertise that we can draw on if we need to. And I believe that they're going to do the same thing for the Move Illinois program.
Five-year contract?
Yes.
Any options for renewal in that contract?
There are no options for renewal.
You're talking about 15-year plans. So you're going to get in tight with HMTB for 5 years, and you're going to have to go back out again.
We will have to go back out again.
The point of contact for HMTB, do you have a good point of contact there? You'll have a direct report that will direct report to you. I know that they get assimilated throughout the tollway. Is there one person that you would...
There are many key personnel in the program management office that do report to me, but the single point of contact, and I'll take this opportunity to introduce John Bourne, he is the designated program manager for HMTB. He does have experience in the delivery of other major programs, and I feel confident that he's going to definitely help us out.
There was only one other respondent to this?
Yeah, the other respondent was Parsons, I believe.
What's their history? Did they just not have the qualifications or the experience that HMTB had?
They did have decent qualifications. They definitely proposed a very strong statement of interest. And we did, because this was a large contract and it's kind of unique to the tollway, we did involve presentations also by the key members of the team. And, I think it was a very hard decision.
So they were equally qualified?
They would have been able to do the work. They did meet all the qualification requirements. Our task as the selection committee was to pick the most qualified.
So this firm is precluded from doing any other work for us, correct?
Yeah, that's another key aspect. I mean, it is a large dollar amount. We did want to have a long term because this is not a service that we want to be transitioning, on an every year basis. But once they accept this and submit this proposal and we accept it, they are not going to be performing any of the other design or construction management projects or other professional services that we will be advertising during this time period.
That include also the minority firms that are underneath them as well?
We have not extended that restriction to the sub-consultants.
The goal of sub-consultants or the minority goal was 30%?
The goal was less
than that.
20%.
20%, but they're going to have they're going to meet 30%.
Yes. And the goal on the previous contract that they had with us was 20%, and believe they achieved 24%.
So roughly of the $70 million, $21 million roughly will go to those sub-consultants or the minority firms.
Correct.
Was it based on qualification, also the award amount of the $69,890,000?
As part of the...
Is it based on what they also proposed to do the work for? Was that how that $69,890,000 comes into play? Or are they getting awarded just based strictly on qualifications?
The selection committee is required by law to pick the most qualified firm without any consideration for cost. But we are also obligated to identify the order in which we select them, and we have to have at least the top three identified if there are three or more respondents. And the way the process works is once we select them, then we begin final scoping and negotiations with them. If we are not able to come to agreement with the most qualified firm, we are allowed to then proceed negotiations with the second most qualified firm.
When they submit their proposals, are they submitting an estimated dollar amount?
No.
So that's between negotiation between the selection committee and the company, of how you come up with the $69,890,000?
We aren't allowed to get any cost information in the original submittal of the statement of interest.
HNTB was almost part of the CRP, right? Just for the program?
Yes.
5 years or longer? Did the fees that you negotiated with them, did they exceed those fees? Were there change orders? Did they stay below that threshold you negotiated?
I'll have to look at that. My off-the-cuff recollection is that they've always had leftover resources. In the past, in the CFP program.
So one last question. Who's the selection committee?
The selections occurred a while ago. I believe the selection committee consisted of myself, our chief of staff, Mike Stone, Gustavo, were you? John Donato.
Whitehead.
Mr. Kelsch, Shauna Whitehead from Business Systems. Was it Rocco Zuccaro and Greg Stucco also from engineering with deputy chiefs?
And then we had an outside.
And we did have an outside. On the selection committee, each bulletin, we have a selection committee, so recommended, and it changes from bulletin to bulletin depending kind of on the types of work that we're advertising for. We try to involve, you know, representatives from the user groups. And in addition to those user groups at the TOLE, we always include some outside representative from the engineering community, and it's a retired engineer generally who's not affiliated with any company, who is involved in the process so they could observe it and report on it.
Are you comfortable with HNTB's ability to perform as far as their capacity and the subs also that are part of this team? Are you comfortable with the personnel?
Yeah, I'm completely comfortable with, you know, their ability to do this work, both themselves and their subs that are involved. I know they're capable of it. The only concern I have is that I'm concerned about us bringing on the other resources that we did identify that are going to be critical to the program that aren't going to be coming through this PMO contract.
But based on HNTB and the subs, you believe the evaluation or capacity of those subs and HNTB that they have the 18 ready to go and available?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? I know it took a lot of hard work. I appreciate all the hard work you guys put into this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Hey. There's one other item. Item number four.
We have a couple more items, actually.
The sheet got cut off here.
You wish.
I was just looking back. There's something attached. So we have two. We have.
We have to. I don't think we've moved on anything yet.
We haven't moved on anything yet.
Right.
No. Items number four and five are acceptance of proposals. We can review those two, and then we'll go to final release of retainage at the end.
So item four is a professional service contract. I'm recommending award. It's for construction management and inspection services that are going to be performed for the widening and reconstruction of six bridges on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. These bridges are all in the western section of I-90. Award is recommended to H.R. Green in the amount of $1,999,662.80. Item number five This is a professional service contract for construction management and inspection services for roadway widening and other advance work associated with our work on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway, also in that western section between I-39 and Elgin Toll Plaza. We are on a very expedited schedule to get these folks working for us because we have those three I-90 contracts that we are recommended award construction contracts. I need somebody out there to manage those contracts. So we advertised for this service. We brought. We are recommending award to Millhouse Engineering and Construction. They are a DME firm, and the amount of their contract is going to be $2,900,000. Item number six, this is a recommendation for final release of retainage. It's $142,752.42. It's on contract 5599. The company is IHC Construction. This construction contract, they provided roadside improvements on the tri-state, all the way from the Lincoln Oasis to the Eden Spur and from Russell Road to the Eden Spur. Everything. All the work was completed satisfactorily. They met all the contract requirements, and I note that they did exceed their DVE requirement. Item seven is another recommendation for release, final release of retainage. This is in the amount of $43,600. It's on contract 5617. This is with the joint venture of William Charles and Rock Road. This contract provided rehab of roadway and bridges on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. We did downscope this project once the Move Illinois program was approved in August. So we took some of the work out of this, recognizing that now we're going to be rebuilding that section. So there is a pretty big decrease in the dollar amount, and but they did exceed and meet their DBE requirement. On item number eight, this is also a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $132,919.94. It's on contract 9012 with Road Safe Traffic Systems. On this contract, they provided system-wide pavement markings. This is an annual contract. It's based on estimated quantities. We did delete some of the work from this contract based on the actual need at the time they went out there and started doing the work. That did adversely impact their DBE, their DBE's work. The prime contractor did work with us though, and they actually took some of their work and gave it to the DD sub to perform to try to bring their percentage back up to what the goal was. In considering all that, the diversity has granted a waiver for their shortfall on this.
Any questions regarding the items 6, 7, and 8, release or retainage?
Just for going back, like with the question for the CFO, again, we're on item number 6, again, where we come under budget and you see that the budgetary reserve is, I guess we went over because then it's just decreased by $170,000, now to $65 million. In the project or annual budget detail for this project. And what we were talking about earlier about that budgetary reserve RXCRP that's got $65 million in it. All right. But on the next one, on item number 7, where we had an award amount of $28 million, but we came in at $24 million, would that increase the reserve by the $4 million? Because it's not on here as it was in the previous one. What happens to that $4 million? Does that budgetary reserve again go up by $4 million from $65
million? At the end of each month, we will assess, whether the contracts awarded in total, including an amount reserved for change orders. Mm-hmm.
Because these are the final, these three are all final release, so.
Oh, you mean on the final release?
Yeah, on the first one where we're adjusting that these reserve, but on item number 7 or 8, we don't adjust it at all.
Yeah, on the first
one. Just forgetting to omitting it, or?
The first one we had a shortfall, so we pulled from the reserve fund.
Right.
And on the second one we had we came in well under, so where does the money get returned to? And I believe it gets returned to
that program reserve.
Yeah. So that, so that 65 went down to 69 million?
Program reserve, yeah.
And then on the on number eight, there you would see hardly no change then, because it kind of came in within. So again, just for my clarification, now that reserve would go up by another $4 million based on item number seven.
So
that 69 million, though, you say it's not cash that's available. It's available for projects that are going over budget within the next 15 years. Is that what that money's for? What that budget item's for?
I think what we have. Recall that at the end of 2000, each year, the end of 2011, for example, there was positive variance with respect to the cost of the capital program relative to what was budgeted. That positive variance can be built into the next budget cycle. So it's not a clean answer for you, in that we have to identify what we had anticipated in savings and then identify the portion that exceeds what was anticipated.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Paul. Any other questions regarding engineering items 1 through 8? I'd like to take items 1 and 2 together. The two awards and contracts are separately.
So,
second. All in favor of approving engineering items 1 and 2, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes. Item number 3, acceptance of proposal from HNTB Corporation for system-wide program management tech administrative services in the amount of $69,890,000. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the consent agenda. Item number 4. And item number 5, we can take together. There's no objection. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Items number 6, 7, and 8 for lease repayment. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board consent agenda. Thank you. Legal. Legal has 3 items.
Two items.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning again, Directors. Two fairly ordinary course matters to bring up this morning. The first is intergovernmental agreement and IGA involving the Village of Glenview, the Glenview Park District, and the tollway. This is for some road changes on Milwaukee Avenue in Glenview, right near the Apt store that some of us know, large electronics. And it will have a maximum amount for the tollway of $35,458.45 to be determined as the work gets underway and is built. Second matter is somewhat of a refresh with the longstanding intergovernmental agreement between the tollway and Illinois State Police. The board is likely aware that the tollway maintains a dedicated division of Illinois State Police, District 15. For the tollway for some time. This intergovernmental agreement that essentially sets out rights and responsibilities between us as partners is laid out in this agreement, which we refresh. And the only point I'd note on this agenda, we have cost of the tollway listed as $0. That would actually probably be more accurate by saying, as provided in the contract, there are ongoing operational expenses such as salary, benefits, equipment, and the like that the tollway picks up with respect to these officers. The final change that I would just direct the two in that agreement is that we are having a commitment by the toll by the police to have 175 dedicated troopers with a potential maximum of 196.
Is that the same was last year? Was that the same amount of troopers that were assigned last year?
Some with better history, if anyone wants to chime in, but as I understand it, traditionally the 196 has been the stated number with potentially a maximum goal.
Well, the target was 196. We haven't been able to maintain 196. We wanted an agreement to reflect the actual practice.
Of staffing.
The agreement also contains a floor now, so that
we can't
fall below 175. That was previously not in the agreement.
Thank you.
Items. Let's take them both. We'll take them separately. Item number one, a legal intergovernmental agreement for the Village of Glenview and the Glenview Park District. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item number two, intergovernmental agreement with the Illinois State Police. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion made.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Unfinished business? Unfinished business? Anyone? New business? New business? Do we need executive session today to speak about anything? I'm not aware of anything. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks for your help.